The title of today's message is, God's Word is Truth. Let all men be a liar. Part 2. So how does one drink from the wells of salvation? In John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. We learn from Jesus that for us to drink of the wells of salvation, that we must be born again of water and of the Spirit. So how does one become born again of the water and of the Spirit? In Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 39, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. We learn from Apostle Peter that to be born of the water and of the Spirit, or to become born again, one must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and then you will receive the Holy Ghost at some point thereafter. Let all men be a liar, but God's Word is truth. To inherit eternal life, one must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and then you have the promise of the Holy Ghost. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 3, Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? How does one receive the free gift of the Holy Ghost? In Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13, And I say unto you, Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? In Acts chapter 5 and verse 32, And we are His witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him. Obedience is of the utmost importance. We must follow after Christ if we wish to receive His Spirit. And after we receive His Spirit, we must continue to follow after Him, perfecting holiness in the fear of God as we share the gospel with others. In Mark chapter 11, verses 24 through 26, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Make sure that your heart is right before God. Make sure you have forgiven everyone their sins against you. Be sure you are obedient to God's Word. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In Psalms chapter 37, verses 4 and 5, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 and 13, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. In summary, to receive the free gift of the Holy Ghost, a person must ask for the Holy Ghost, seek for the Holy Ghost, and knock in acknowledging your desire for the Holy Ghost. You must ask in faith, nothing wavering. You must believe that when you stand praying, that you will receive the Holy Ghost, and be sure you have forgiven every one of their trespasses against you. You must obey the Word of God, and love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all of your strength, as well as loving your neighbor as yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord, and commit your ways unto the Lord, trusting in Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Finally, in the day you pray unto God and seek Him with all of your heart, He will be found of you. In Psalm chapter 149 and verse 4, for the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 22 through 24, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us, by the Spirit which He hath given us. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 25, and this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. Let all men be a liar, but God's word is truth. You must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This promise was promised to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. In Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 11, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. In Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. In Romans chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Let all men be a liar. God's word is truth. Whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. So once saved, always saved is not what the Bible teaches. In John chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. In John chapter 6, verses 37 through 38, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. In Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 18, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. This life is about trials, tribulations, and persecutions. In John chapter 16 and verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In James chapter 1 and verses 2 through 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Are we being led by the flesh or the Spirit? In Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 6, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. These are the scriptures you need to overcome your trials, tribulations, and persecutions. In Romans chapter 8, verses 33 through 39, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In Psalms chapter 126, verses 5 and 6, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. In Job chapter 1 and verse 21, and Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In James chapter 5, verses 7 through 12, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful, and of a tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. In Psalms chapter 34, verses 15 through 19, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. The word of God is truth. Let all men be a liar. In Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 32, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? In Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Hear the words of the Lord, all ye people. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Not maybe, not I might, but I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. The word of God is truth. Let all men be a liar. It is not hard to serve the Lord. The Lord said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Rest, for my yoke is easy, not hard. My burden is light, not heavy. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is hard, the labor for death is heavy. He that hath an ear, let him hear what thus saith the Lord. In Psalms chapter 55 and verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. In Psalms chapter 9, verses 9 through 11, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. In Psalms chapter 37, verses 23 through 25, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The word of God is truth. Let all men be a liar. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.